So, a reading from the first letter of St. John. Who can overcome the world? Only the man who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ, who came by water and blood, not with water only, but with water and blood, with the Spirit as another witness, since the Spirit is the truth, so that there are three witnesses, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and all three of them agree. We accept the testimony of human witnesses, but God's testimony is much greater, and this is God's testimony, given as evidence for his Son. Everybody who believes in the Son of God has this testimony inside him, and anyone who will not believe God is making God out to be a liar, because he has not trusted the testimony God has given about his Son. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Anyone who has the Son has life. Anyone who does not have the Son does not have life. Did you spend any time this Christmas with people that you love? Did you spend it maybe with your family? I think it's quite natural for us to want to spend great occasions, these great feasts of the church, for example, with people that we love. We might send Christmas cards to people who are our friends, and I've certainly received cards from friends from all sorts of parts of my life, and that's a wonderful thing. But there are those who are closer to me, and I wanted to talk to them on Christmas Day. I phoned a lot of people. Even more, there are people who I would have loved to have spent the day with, seen them, laughed with them, seen their smiles and laughter and enjoyment. I didn't have a chance to spend time this Christmas with my family, which was a disappointment in some ways. I love my parents, I love my family, I would have loved to have seen them on the day. Some people's disappointment at Christmas, that sadness that Christmas can bring for many people, is due to not being able to spend time with those they love, being perhaps very far away, or even sadder, being without the people that they love because those people have, for example, died. When people we love either go away or when they die, it's a very sad thing to spend our first Christmas without them. That can be extremely painful because we want the physical contact. We can console ourselves that they are with God, but we want that physical contact that comes with having them with us. Now, we celebrate at Christmas that God is with us, that God became part of our human story. God is always with us as God, every moment of our day, in every part of our life, everywhere we go, every thought we have, God is there. But God became part of our human story in a very special way, not in some distant conceptual kind of way, but he became part of it by being a human being himself, being somebody who could smile and laugh with those around him, who could share their life. He also shared not only the good parts of human life, but especially those difficult parts, those sadnesses, things that Jesus saw made him weep, and they made him angry. He shared not just the good, but also the bad. And that means that he can change that, all those bad things in our lives, transform them. St. John talks about water. Water which surely reminds us of our baptism and the beginnings of things. Christmas is, of course, partly about the beginnings of things, the birth of a tiny child. But St. John goes immediately on to talk about blood, about suffering, and about death. And Jesus entered even into that and changed it forever. So at Christmas we celebrate beginnings, and we also celebrate that our God has become part of our story and changed even the tragic, transformed it from within. So Jesus comes to give us a new beginning, but also to do away with those things which keep people apart. All those things which touch our life with sadness and anger and bitterness, God comes into our world to transform it and to make it new again. So God comes as water of baptism, the newness of life that Christmas brings, but also to change those bitter and difficult and sad times in our lives into joy.